Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Christopher Keating. Yeah, he's got a couple pieces I want to talk about. And just got off the, what do you call your holiday party at the Capitol? Is there a name for that?
I don't know. The annual Capitol Christmas Luncheon. It's the social event of the season.
It is the social event of the season. It's good to catch up with a bunch of people, though. And I did like the pepperoni stromboli, I think, and the meatballs. Who did the meatballs? You know who did the meatballs? They were good.
Sue Haig. Sue Haig, Associated Press.
Yeah.
a famous meatball maker.
They were good. They were definitely good. It was good to catch up with the folks who cover the Capitol, although a conversation for another day. I mean, when like you and Dixon and those guys retire, you know, who's going to carry the mantle into the next generation?
Yeah, no, that's going to be an issue. That is going to be an issue. A lot of the veteran people are all in somewhat of a narrow age range, whatever it might be, a 6 or 8 year age range of different ages. Some are older, some are younger. When all those people move on, Danny Haar, et cetera, it's not going to be good.
Yeah. Well, I think about, you know, news deserts and, you know, holding people accountable, and it's still really important for people to do that. And so, and that was it's sort of obvious to me as I looked at the room the other day. I originally asked you to come on, Chris, to talk about energy prices, and you wrote a piece, and you go to current.com, and he goes by Christopher Keating in your Google search, but I can call him Chris because he says I can. The nuclear side of things, you know, obviously energy prices in Connecticut are super high, and I've been convinced that the prices not only are hard for the consumer, but I think it makes it hard for business, and I think it prevents a lot of growth in Connecticut. I've been really convinced of that. But you can't, I mean, even with the public benefits charge, you can't just make it more affordable by snapping your fingers. So what are sort of some of the stuff that's being talked about?
Yeah, no, it is highly, highly, highly complicated. Ned Lamont, obviously, who is the governor and has a lot of say, he's a big believer in supply and demand. And so what they're doing right now is they're exploring the nuclear option, if that's the right word. They're exploring and seeing possibly what they can do from nuclear, and that's because Lamont is interested in that. Now, you know, could you get more nuclear in Connecticut? Yeah. Would it take time to do it? Yes. But he seems to think that's one way of doing it. Lamont also very much wanted wind, and still likes wind and solar, but Trump, as you know, does not like wind. Lamont does like wind. Trump tried to block it off the coast of Rhode Island and Connecticut, as you know. They went to court, and right now the thing is still being built. So Lamont, for a long, long, long time, was pushing wind, and they put something like $300 million into the pier in New London. However, at the same time, Lamont is interested in nuclear, so what they're doing right now, they're going to have a series of 6 public hearings to get feedback from people on, you know, what exactly they could do with nuclear and expand nuclear. One of the big problems with nuclear, as you know, is what do you do with the radioactive waste? So it's not super simple. It's not simple stuff, no.
So, I mean, say, for instance, they have these public hearings and there's resounding support for something like expanding nuclear power in the state. And say that's taken to heart within the state capitol. How long would it take? Say they passed a law. Or I don't even know what they'd have to do. How long would it take to actually get something going? Do you go back to Millstone and expand there? Do you build a new plant? Like, how does it work?
I don't think they're talking about the huge, gigantic, old-fashioned, old-school, gigantic nuclear power plants that take 10 years to build. Apparently, you can build something smaller nowadays in the nuclear world. I think they're called AMRs and SMRs, advanced generators, and smaller generators. So it's not like what you and I might think of, you know, literally it could take 10 years to build a nuclear power plant. The other thing to keep in mind, since Three Mile Island, which was in March of 1979, which is a long time ago, before some of your listeners were born, you know, since then, I don't think they've licensed a new nuclear power plant in the United States. So there's a lot of people against nuclear. But again, this would not be an Indian Point, New York-type style plant or even a Millstone-type plant. It'd be some smaller scale, newer generation, newer iteration type of nuclear.
Yeah, we're told that they're not actually they're still a hypothetical. That they're not even really a reality yet. So I think that would be pretty far off. I don't think there's a lot of examples of SMRs anywhere right now.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
There's a talk about them, but I mean, so we're still, it would be years. I mean, that's the bottom line.
Yeah, this is not slam, A, it's not slam dunk stuff. Again, with the radioactive waste, and B, yes, you're not starting this stuff tomorrow. No, absolutely not. No.
And the other story, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, even look how long it's taken to build the wind power thing. And by comparison, that's pretty straightforward. You stick a couple of sticks in the ground and you spin it around in circles and it happens. That's pretty simple stuff.
Yeah. Christopher Keating of the Hartford Current joining us here on Brian and Company. Go to current.com. And just search Christopher Keating in Current, and you can get the jump page to all his work. The stuff that came out over the weekend, somebody had mentioned this to me actually at your party, so I was really interested that you wrote on this, that, you know, the state police here in Connecticut, they already have staffing issues, and it's about to get a whole lot worse.
Yeah, it's a big, big issue with the state police. They're going to have 174 people eligible to retire in 2027, even very, very soon, February 1st, which is less than 2 months away, there's going to be 88 troopers eligible to retire. Now, some people say, what's the big deal? You know, a trooper retires and we replace them. Well, you got a guy walking out the door with 20, 21, 22 years experience, and you have somebody coming in with literally zero experience, all right? Maybe they can run fast. And maybe they can run faster than you and me and jump over a fence, okay? But they don't have the seasoned professionalism. They don't. You just don't. I'm sorry. You just don't. So, and when you multiply that out, when they first told me the number, you take 174 times 20 years, it's like 3,500 years of experience walking out the door.
Jeez.
That is a lot to replace. That's a lot.
Honestly, they've had trouble recruiting. You know, it's been difficult to get people to want to do the work right now. And that's true not only at the state level, but also the municipal level as well. All right, Chris, you got something coming out today or tomorrow?
Yeah, I got something cooking. I always got some balls in the air. So it it depends which one we actually decide to do and move forward with, and what is gettable on a particular day.
Yeah, so, well, we got holidays now. It's a little bit more of a challenge. Chris, thanks so much. Yeah. Thanks for inviting me to your party, too. I hope you're well.
All right, cheers. Thank you.
Chris Keating. Again, go to current.com. Great guy.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.